At pit 2, needs his crew from pit 3 to head back to pit 2. If somebody walks on you, Donald, go ahead. At Q6. Okay, who else was in there with Donald? Hey, Mike, stand by. Casey, you got a copy? He's not by the radio. Where are you at, Keith? Okay, maybe talk to Donald.
Hello, Donald, you got a copy? Sounds like there's an MDOT person at Highway 95 the first time wants to talk to Casey. Maybe you can take care of it. Yeah, there's an MDOT guy at 95 the first time wants to talk to Casey. Maybe you can take care of it. You're closer. Okay, do you copy, Keith? Go ahead, Kyle. We need you to go to 160, more or less back quarter to start. Okay, roger.
Mike to Keith.
Go ahead, Mike.
Keith, Aaron and his partner had taken that light plant from the start line and was setting it up at, I believe, is Pedro Crossing 4, copy?
Okay, well, I guess it's a different crew that's actually going to be there besides Aaron, so... we'll see what Jared Kyle finds out.
Copy.
Yes. Hey, Keith.
Go ahead, Casey.
I'm scrambling here trying to find somebody to run 160. Let me see if I'm correct. Kyle says nobody is there. Is that correct?
He thought it was Crystal the second time. He was confused. He's now headed to 160.
Hey, well, please call us so we can try to rearrange something. I gotta get somebody up there.
Hey, please be close to the radio. MDOT at Highway 95 the first time was wanting to talk to you, but you won't be able to talk to him unless you call him on the phone, so I sent Donald over there.
Then have Donald talk to you.
Okay.
Checker 1, do you have a copy?
Better take a drink. Go ahead, Rusty 2. Okay, thanks, Roland. Who's at the Mesa? Go ahead. Okay, Roland's on air. Do we want to send Roland back to pick him up?
Can you hear me? I hear you. Is he on? Thank you.
And anybody seen the leader yet around pit three? Hey, Kyle. Depending on if Casey wants to come back and get the lights, we may turn him around and get back to start getting the lights. I haven't heard back from Jamie if that's who you're taking care of that.
Hey, Keith.
Hello, Casey. Go ahead.
Turn around down here. I've got somebody with my radio. Talk to me about 160. Is Roland there?
Well, Roland's not there. He's 5 minutes from being there, but he's waiting to find out from you if he needs to go back and get the license.
We'll bring the lights up. We'll bring the lights up in a little while.
Okay, Roland, Casey said we'll bring the lights to you, so keep on going to the road crossing. Hey, anything else, Casey?
Gentlemen, it's going to be a while before we get the lights up there. It's going to be around 9 o'clock before we can get them up there.
Okay, Roger. Roland, they said it'd be about 9 o'clock before they can get them there. Is that going to be soon enough, Casey?
Yes, sir.
He'll tell us. Jamie at Pit 2, you got a copy?
Copy, yeah, was that with me?
Yeah, I was wondering if Jamie got a hold of that, I guess friend of hers that was going to be around Crystal. Hey, Jamie. Okay, yeah, I think I'm still trying to get a hold of Pit 3. I'll let him know when I get a hold of him.
Here, Tony.
Yeah, Kevin, stand by. Donald, you got a copy?
I'm looking at the map in the back of Murdoch's pamphlet here. I've got it for up, but it's around 5 miles back of side. It says, thank you for visiting for up.
Donald's girlfriend, I believe, says he's right there already. Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, you guys stand by. Kevin, go ahead. Copy, Nancy 14 to Pit 3 at 7:04:07. There should be a crew there for Charlie 1. Their bike is broke back at Pit 2. They need them to head back to Pit 2 for Charlie 1. That's correct. Okay, Roger, just to do it. Okay, so Keith is there, Kyle's there, and Donald's at 95. Okay, Donald, go ahead. Yeah, it sounds like it's a 160 thing, and I think we're getting it together there. Okay, I copy Donald going to 95, crossing number 2, and somebody else is calling Keith in there. Okay, I don't know what Brokeback's got to do with it, but who else is calling Keith? I copy Paul, go ahead. Okay, the lights for 150 crossing are on their way. Oh, they probably are. Anybody else for Keith?
Yes, this is 2 in position.
Donald's not going to be to the 160 road crossing, I don't think. And I copy Crystal number 2 is in place. What exactly do they need there at the Crystal or at the 160 crossing? I don't think we do. That's the signs we have. That's what's put out on 95 and also 373. That's what we have all over the course. Donald, this Keith. What they want at 160, what NDOT wants is standard, no parking signs, not what we have. Okay, copy. Do you copy 160? Okay, Donald, NDOT says they've already talked to Brad. Okay, emergency, go ahead. Okay, copy 201 down 9 miles past pit 1. Possible broken arm. Okay, Roger. Donald, you got a copy? Copy, Rescue 2, you got a copy? About 9 miles past Pit 1, a broken arm. I guess it was called in on a cell phone. It's not close to much. It's kind of out in the middle there. 9 miles past Pit 1 with report that possibly Q-27 is down there also.
Copy.
Yeah, that was Keith. Roger, yeah, and that looks like the best way in there is off that 373, but you might talk to Jimmy. 718.
Yeah, I hear you. Hello, Keith, this is Rick.
Yeah, Rick, go ahead.
Hey, we're going to roll that way in case we need some extra assistance. I'm over here at 1-2-1. I have to start.
Okay, hey, sounds good. Hello, Tracy, it's Keith. Anybody in at the hotel got a copy of Keith? I need Tracy to get on the radio. It's a piece of paper. Phone.
Hello, Keith, here's Tracy.
Okay, you got your phone, and can you write a number?
No, I'm out here. Just a minute, Keith. I'm not ready for you at all. Hold on, please. I'm sorry.
No problem. Yeah, Alan, I lead it through you. The Nancy 14 through Alan. That's Kyle. Okay, thanks. I guess you can head back. I believe they got a radio.
Keith, Casey.
Okay, Casey, you ready to write a number?
Keith?
Yeah, Kareem wants you to call him. You ready for a number?
Yeah, go ahead.
702-326-6600.
And Donald can't handle his call.
It turned out it was at 160, Donald was at 95. It was too far for him to head over there.
Because that's what his job is down here. I'll call. Thank you.
Okay, I'll wait till you call me back. Let me know what you want Donald to do.
He's calling 15.
Bob, go ahead.
We've got a pickup out on the course, just driving around out here. Do you want us to go see what's going on with him?
Is he after you or before you?
He's right next to us, and he's been through here probably 10 minutes ago, and this guy just looks like he's out here just cruising around.
Yeah, I guess we'll just leave BLM to take care of him. BLM's probably listening to us, so that's at mile 15.
10-4.
And Dean, stand by. Mark, go ahead. So thanks, Mark. Dean, go ahead. Okay, when I get him in, I'll try it. Okay, Kyle.
Also, the guy at,
Okay, thanks. We'll keep that in mind. Go ahead, Jim. I believe it's 3536. Rescue 2 is talking to him on the phone, so maybe if you can talk to Rescue 2, you can coordinate with them. Jim, he's about to pit 7. He's going to go in from there towards mile 3536.
Okay, copy.
Also, Jimmy's headed that direction, but so you guys ought to be able to talk to each other, so... I think he's coming from a different direction, more or less the south end. Somebody was in there scratchy, go ahead.
And at Basin Road Crossing.
The Art and Diane at Basin Road Crossing, is that correct?
Correct.
Craig, this Keith. Okay, I got you. You're a little scratchy, but we got you. Sounds good. Let's see, Craig, I believe we were, I don't know, let me look at my list here, but I think we swapped things around. Do you see a truck and a camper around here in the field anywhere? Okay. Yeah, we may have somebody else there and we may have moved you a little bit. Is that Donald, this Keith? That was the guy that may have swapped with Jeff Landers. I don't know if it, he gets the word. Okay, so Craig's going to stay where he's at? That's correct.
Hey, switch for Casey.
Where if you want to get gas,
go ahead.
Call the Lord for now. Over here.
2 was headed your way with a bad wheel on a quad, so have you seen him yet?
Q-52 is in the pit, and we're trying Q-6 is in the pit, we're trying.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead, Donald. I haven't been able to find anything. Hello, Craig, water truck Craig, you got a copy? Okay, I got Craig, Donald, what's up? And Donald was wanting to know your location, Craig. And Donald, he's on his way to the second 95 road crossing. What do you need? Probably need it. Thanks, Craig. Yeah, Dean, are you listening on this one? This is Keith. Hey, Sherla. Not really on a broken quad. I heard that possibly Q27 was an injured quad.
115, Q80.
Okay, Roger.
Keith
Lynn. Rescue 2 is working on it with Jimmy. Go ahead. Who else is calling Keith? So have Rescue 3 stay there until we... right now you're planning on going in after.
Okay, sounds good. Let us know. Rescue 3, just stand by. Rick's taking care of it.
Rescue 2, go ahead.
30.
Okay, I think you're saying 185.
Okay, yeah, the 135 was confusing me. Okay,
sounds good, Rescue 2, thanks. You copy Jimmy and Charla?
Go ahead, Alan.
Okay, that's number 250.
Yeah, that was a report we got. He's at mile 5960. I wonder if he's still moving.
Let me figure out where we got a flag after that.
I guess the closest flag is flag 66. Is that you, Alan? I'm not sure.
Okay, do you copy Rick? This is Keith, Rick.
Hey, so let's just talk to you, Tom Cole, for you. I've got my customer at 1:30 a.m., so we'll be fine today. If you could let us right now. 1229.
Okay, sounds good, thanks. Rescue 3, you got a copy?
234, 1234. We will be running.
Okay, well, sure, check back in. Jimmy, was that what you had?
2. Okay, there's a Q52 coming to you if he hasn't been there already. You can maybe ask him if he gets to you. Jimmy, do you copy that? 151-490. Rescue 2 is out there looking for that 201, and he's at mile 35 and hasn't found anything, so he's thinking that she did not make it that far, so he's, I believe, backtracking. But you're right in the area also. Hey, where are you at exactly?
Didn't make it out of pit on time. I didn't write down the number, I don't think.
Q6 and
Hey, 255 went through pit 1 and I don't remember the time.
43,
so. We'll have to see if anybody reports out there. Somewhere between pit 1 and 2, 255.
Yes.
6, go ahead. Copy, Nancy 14 through pit 6. Thanks a lot. Jimmy, you still at Alpha? Okay, sounds good. Check Alpha, you got a copy. Gary. Hello, I got a few calls. Nothing heard from Rob. He'll check in again later, sooner. So we'll go with
Keith, Mark.
Go ahead, Mark.
That's affirmative. He can get water here at Crystal.
Copy, Gary.
Yeah, it's down by the brothel. I'll have to show up. Copy that.
This is Keith who is calling?
Yep.
Yeah, I got you, Alpha. We were looking for a Q55. Q55. Okay, copy. Thanks. So somewhere between Alpha and Pit 1. Thanks. Go ahead, dude. No, I think that was old information. Go ahead, Alpha. Yeah, Roger, I believe he broke after you. Thanks. Copy, Nancy 14 through mile 140. Thanks a lot. Again, let us know when that leader gets to you, and also the lead quads also, and lead car and truck when we get them started. Thanks a lot, everybody. Go ahead. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, when that tender shows up at Crystal, have him tie in with Lee. He'll have an eyeball out for him.
Okay, Gary, you got a copy, Gary? That's correct.
Affirmative. Okay, copy that. Yeah, Lee will be there at the spectator area all day long, so just have him tie in there with Lee. We'll be good to go.
That's Keith, go ahead. Now they're trying to get some rescue Jews up there, trying to find them. You say between 36 and 37, was that a report from a rider? Okay, copy. Quad 80 is through there. Did you copy rescue 2? Okay, now you're getting closer, thanks. Alan, we got you. Alan Cook, go ahead. Lead quad of pit 4. Go ahead, 2. Okay, sounds good. Is there only one? Okay, thanks. Sounds good. Hello, Rick. Yeah, copy, pit 5. Okay, Nancy 10 needs a crew at pit 6 to come back to pit 5. Okay, let me see if I can contact hello, pit 6. You got a copy, pit 6? Head down. Okay, yeah, if they do, I'll have to wait till they check in to talk to them. Yeah, Rick, Rescue 2 is caught up to that injured rider. Okay, thanks. Head 2. Yeah, I'll find it here in a second. Okay, Head 2, 844 for motorcycles and quads, 218 cars and trucks. Pit 3, Kevin. You got your closing times, motorcycles and quads, 10:02, cars and trucks, 3:36. Correct. Pit 6, you got a copy. Go ahead, Dean. I don't know, I'll look at it, work on it. Yeah, I'll look at it and work on it. Now I got the quad band antenna up, three pole lengths, or four pole lengths. Okay, actually I dropped down the power here on frequency.
Roger.
Actually, also, Dean, if you're still listening, I adjusted his clutches on the crossband. Maybe got his clutches a little bit too.
Sure.
And also, you sound like you got a data or a tone burst on now. But it takes out the first 10 seconds of your conversation. Okay, mile 45, standby. Casey, go ahead.
Yeah, Casey, go ahead.
Lead motorcycle is coming up on pit 6 if he hasn't been there yet. I believe he's been there. And I'll check with 160 again. Hello, Roland at 160. You got a copy? Yeah, 2, go ahead. Okay, yeah, we got 201 taken care of, and that's what we figured out on Q55. Thanks a lot. Go ahead, Alan Cook. Okay, what was the second number? And what was the mile marker? Okay, thanks. Pit 2. Okay, I'll see you and find out. Lynn at Pit 1, you got a copy?
What's your Hershey's key? 631.
Roger, thanks. Pit 6, you got a copy? Pit 6. Roland Pinnell, Highway 160, you got a copy? Roland 160. Yeah, have you seen the leaders yet? And also, I need to give a message to a crew there. The crew for Nancy 10. The crew for Nancy 10, Zipside Racing, needs to go back to pit 5. Okay, Nancy 14 has been through pit 6. Thanks a lot. Roland at 160, you got a copy? Yeah, is everything set up and all's good?
Yeah, we straightened things out with the end of that guy. Just got some issues with the station. I was trying to correct it. We're ready for traffic.
Okay, sounds good. Hello, Casey. It's Keith. Hello, Casey.
Dang, it went away.
Okay, everybody stand by. Casey's back. Go ahead, Casey. 160 taking care of the lead motorcycle. Been through pit 6. Okay, 76, go ahead. Hello, Casey, you got a copy? I believe it's a non-pit pass race as part of the pit. Casey, no pit pass is required.
That's an effort.
Good luck, have fun. Who else is calling, Keith? Okay, I got Jimmy in all for 160 or something like that. Jimmy, go ahead. Okay, Roger, when he comes back in, I'll tell him. And there was like a 160 or somebody in there. Who else was calling, Keith? Is that Jimmy? Somebody was in there with you when I said go ahead. I was trying to find out who it was besides you. Yeah, Craig, Donald's calling you, but go ahead and say what you got to say and I'll relay if I have to. Okay, he needs to know where you're at, he needs a key, and is there any rakes in the box truck? Copy, Craig. Said yes there is, he's on his way from the highway crossing number 2, headed that way. Okay, there was a 6 in there, go ahead, 6. There was a crew for Nancy 10, Zip Tie Racing, needs to go back to pit 5. Thank you.
Glenn January.
Go ahead, Glenn.
631, we do not have him recorded as leaving our pit, so we've never seen him.
Copy, no 631 at pit 1. I'll see if I can do some more checking. Jimmy suggested you probably try to go out of your pit towards pit 2 on the course looking for Q55. He's stuck kind of there in the first 10 miles after you.
If there's an alternative, I guess that's what I'll do, right? Of course, I'll find him.
Okay, do you copy, Jimmy? Okay, yeah, we don't know where he's at. He's somewhere between you and about mile, I don't know, 30 or so.
That's what I was wondering, if that subject alpha might get with Q52 to see if they saw him.
Yeah, he's been through there already. Yeah, I don't know what else to do. Yeah, Alan, go ahead. Yeah, somebody's calling Keith. Okay, copy, 201 has been through. Sounds good. I guess we must have got the wrist taken care of. Okay, thanks. Maybe they had another rider. Okay, thanks. Okay, Kevin, that's three, go ahead. Yeah, you guys are on the wrong channel, I think. Try it again, Kevin.
one just after that, 369, if you get any status of what the problem is or anything.
Go ahead, two.
Okay, sounds good, Rescue 2, thanks a lot.
Eastland.
Yeah, 201 Chase, you're standing by there, Lynn, go ahead.
You know, I'm on the race course, that's where you come check Alpha, I'm getting Bill at the radio, he has the sheet, he'll be seeing anything, he enters at one.
Sounds good. I guess when you get to that gravel pit where you can jump out of there and back to the highway, you might look hard at that if you don't mind it.
That's exactly my plan, I get as soon as I can.
Okay, thanks. I check Alpha, you got a copy, Alpha? Alpha, if you could take, if you got binoculars or anything, and look back towards pit one and see if you see Q55 out there anywhere. They lost somewhere before you or broke somewhere before you. I think you're on the handheld and you're real weak, but anyway, I think you got the message.
Thank you, sir. Yeah,
Rob.
I just took the binoculars to work from my location to the base of the mountain where it drops into the wash before it goes up to pit one there, and I can see, I think it's 21 you're saying, that we needed to Lynn's location?
Yeah, that's right, Rob.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody. He must be in the wash then.
Okay, Roger. Okay, flight 52, you have three, what's the number again? Okay, you got 369, you will see you there at flight 52, what's the problem? Okay, thanks, Al. I guess he is there until he gets somebody or something else going. Thanks.
This is Bill. Al.
Hey, go ahead, Donald. Hey, Roger, 703 at Highway 95, number 2, Roost. Pit 3, you got a copy, Kevin? Yeah, if you have the crew or anybody around for 369 has been located, then I think we can figure out how to get his crew to him. Okay, well, anyway, Kevin, first, if you got the crew or anybody around for 369. Okay, thanks. Their bike broke with a front rim crushed or whatever at flight 52, if you have that on your map. Okay, copy, thanks. They'll look for him. And go ahead, too. Correct, they're at pit 5. We notified somebody at pit 6, but the rider's at pit 5. Yes. Hey, Cliffy, you got a copy on checkers?
How you doing, Ed?
Hey, Rick.
This is it.
I know I got pit 1, so come on out.
On our way.
Okay, thanks.
Squad and I are working on a chase truck. Broke a tie rod.
Busy, busy.
Huh.
Yeah, 10-4, this is a chase 5 out of pit 1.
Be fantastic, that'll cover it. Keith, I guess I'm on my missing quad. We can't ever run against you.
I'm watching the lights.
I heard you, but I didn't copy. Try it again.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, copy that. As soon as he goes through, will you let us know?
Get on the course.
I'm good. We got about 45 minutes or more until the car truck starts. The truck starts at 9:30. Kevin, go ahead. Hello, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, go ahead. I guess, do you have a map there? Okay, well, where the course comes real close to the highway is where flag 52 is, if that's not on your map. I guess if they want to, I don't know, hello, Donald, you got a copy? Rocky, yeah. Once again, everybody, thanks for being here. Enjoy yourself. Make sure everything around you is safe. And, make yourself safe, the racer safe, spectator safe. Any stuff that you get, be sure and pass those on. And any information you can pass on, let us know. Thank you. Hello, Dave. Yeah, I'll try. Thanks.
throughout the day, you might want to start your motor, charge your battery. Start your motor and charge your battery once in a while.
Head to.
I'm on here. I'm here. Mikey's ready to go. We'll be all set and ready for Steve. We're going to have a spare tire ready just in case he's banked that thing. So if we have a big lead, if we're necessary, we'll flop. We'll show him some love, Ted, for us.
Again? Okay, try it again. You got locked on again.
Yeah.
Okay, it's on about 8:46 on the quad. At what location? Here you got it. Okay, 6-6, quad 2 through there at 8:46.
Thanks.
Go ahead, 5. Copy, Nancy 10, out at 10-5, thanks.
John, just like, I can hear you.
10. Okay, 3, try it again.
3?
Thanks.
12, 8. And you?
Yeah, 3, try it again.
Casey said they're leaving there in about 3 minutes. Do you want to know if the
has been there doing his job.
Howdy. I'm going to pull parts out of it.
So they are wet. Rick, go ahead. Thank you. ahead, Lynn.
I've got the crew for 631 here. I told them that you need to stand by and tell the truck. I let them know where that vehicle broke, and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah, roger. I guess Rob was somewhere close to that, and he didn't see anything, but he's not seeing the whole course. Okay. right number. It'd be an old number. One, go ahead.
Yeah. Johnny.
Talk slow and clear. For some reason, you're coming a lot quieter than
Hello, Keith, you got a copy?
Sounds good.
Hello, Keith, you got a copy? Vehicles are offline, car trucks have started.
That's the next pit stop. Well, top off there, we got 30 gallon visits. There's no reason we can't make it to one of the other pit stops.
I talked to Casey.
10-4, the N14 is cleared on the 8 on the way to the finish line. We're all jacked up at a traffic jam with the race truck.
Probably 10-2. This vehicle's broke.
See if you can help them out.
Okay.
8-4, 218, right?
Broke on 160. See if you can help them out.
That's gonna drop me.
I just found a six islands here at the starting line.
Have them by the Jiffy Mart.
I'm just in line. Has anybody left a light yet?
Morning, Bob. How's it going?
As far as you need to see the line of first truck yet, we're behind Clark West.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Casey.
Mike.
Stay here at the turn and direct and make sure they go the right way.
Okay, Mike's staying at the turn to direct and make sure they go the right way.
I'm the black one.
Copy. Another one just before the Jiffy Mart.
Take 2 to 12-18, right? They're out there taking your car off.
Okay, buddy, we're getting ready to leave you. We watched the first few go through, so we know that you're up at the start line. Good luck, you guys. Have a safe race and have a great time.
They're all broken up. I can't hear.
We will see you at pit 2 with full loads of fuel. Broke around race mile 55. We had one other one broke out there that got going again, and we're hoping to get a report from him if he knows anything about it when he gets to pit 3.
2, copy, take 3.
Go down here, see if you better.
Again.
Yes?
Yeah, you guys are coming in real close. So hello, the context is running 140, engine 165. You need the next tip for Sasha Gas, okay? Have that can out sitting on the tailgate.
There you roll. You guys need to get out to me because it's going to be a minute for you guys.
Please, do get to that time and top it off. If not, I'm taking the splash. I just don't, I need to start from somewhere, you know? I can't go on the way out. Were you guys there when they popped them off?
We just went to Spectre.
What's your location, Doug?
In Texas yesterday, sorry.
Cows aren't, Bobby.
You mean, Doug? When you talked to our VP?
I was sitting at. Do you think they've got a truck off the line yet?
That much. It's only 4 miles of pavement doing 50, you know?
Jokes.
Okay, it's not bad, but if we have enough personnel, we're doing a tire or something like that, maybe give it half a can or something like that. Let me see what this comes back there, so. Back up the 2.
I think we're second overall right now. I'm not sure. We'll
work for the third.
From the starting line back to the finish, bring all the equipment and hardware from the start line to the finish.
Yeah, that thing sells them. That's tough. Place lights come through on the KTM.
Hello, Robert Drake, that's all.
So we can stand
that. That all is over.
Yeah, your first truck's about 5 miles away. I can see the
sun. I think what?
I don't have the help there, Rob.
Yeah, I recruited a couple people. Here's a guy that's driving the water truck. He's going to give us a hand.
Tommy, thank you.
Yeah, but the people that are close to me here never showed it except for Danger and
Tim, your daughter.
Thanks.
What's
the
extra 5
in both cars?
Yeah.
They
got
a
Roger. I guess there's a big gap. Thanks. The lead motorcycle through 229. Casey's at the finish.
10-10 Chase, have you seen another bike come through yet? 10-10 Chase, this is F-15-8, have you seen another bike through yet?
Robbie just caught up.
Not there yet, sir. So we haven't seen no bikes coming down yet.
Yeah, there's been one through already, but we think second place broke, and we think we're second overall, so we're kind of trying to figure out if he's still out there or if we're next.
Go ahead.
Are you showing the case tonight? Yes, I am.
Which vehicle is that? Pistol Road Crossing. Pistol Road Crossing. Call 7 is on his way.
Relay.
I got a clear on that on 5. It's good to go.
Mile 14.
Roger, Pit 3 was just talking about that also.
Q80 out there. Did you have Q80 go through you?
I have 21, copy.
Okay, thanks a lot. Red 2. Okay, thanks. Diane, you were calling earlier?
Yes, they say that you...
Go ahead.
Do you want to...
Let's talk down channel and there's a few I want to ask about, okay?
Simon.
Hey, Michael. Did 41 ever show up?
I'm trying to reach him. We got a bad alternator and I'm kind of stuck here in line.
Sergeant Truck, 531.
Yeah, because they had it on the number 10, that bump truck truck back to the first class one. So yeah, I'm good on that. Back on the second page, you there? Second page?
7.
Yeah.
Keep those guys' heads up, Ben Kyle.
Bruce with Arnold, this is Truck Stop Mike Levis.
Getting the vehicle through, what's that, the nursing strip?
Not a lot, you know, 30 seconds behind me is the first aid truck right behind me.
Focus on the one side, directing them.
Yeah, exactly. One is down here with the fire, that's how it's getting it.
Copy, sir.
Out of the car.
Hey, thanks.
Tyler, copy, Ray. You need to get an accurate start time and number sequence of the starting proposed truck. Last at the end, forward it to pit 2, or chase 2, by hand, not by radio.
Yeah, Alpha, go ahead, pit 3, stand by.
Copy all that, Tyler?
We can copy 412, or no, race vehicle number 4.
Correct, the starting number and the time they left the line. 10-4, all pro trucks, and then just when you catch up to the audio, hand that to them. I don't want a lot of radio traffic about it.
It's 44 seconds behind her. You just passed the truck, change the flag.
Okay, a negative, they didn't say anything, or just no information? Okay, thanks. Yeah, 247, go ahead.
Truck is 37 seconds back.
6-1, quiet, trying to get to 6-7.
Still clear off the water, still clear, guys. I can see you, still clear. Coming, truck coming, a truck coming. Coming, go, 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 go!
Okay, I'm back. 6-6, you got a copy, 6-6? Copy, 1526 through 95 the first time. Hello, 6-6, 6-6. If you can relay a message to the crew for 369, 369 moves the crew and truck at 53.
10-10, Chief Tony, this is Todd, you got a copy?
That's it, Warren, I'm almost all the way down to the end when you come in, I'm in here, let me know when the car leaves the line,
Terry?
Or maybe get out down the line too, so we know what time they're starting, because the truck starts going through here now.
The side of the road here, near the gate.
So somebody else calling Keith in there?
We got 3040 approaching the line, coming down the highway right now.
Yeah, Q47, you get locked on, are you on the course, Q47? Okay, do you know where your crew is at? Okay, I'll see what I can do. Sometimes. ma'am.
630, class 1 is also following.
Very good, copy.
318 to 30 waste, you got a copy over?
pit 5, but when it got around pit 5 to call you on your radio, your frequency.
Okay, we're 6.1, waiting for you.
Roger. Did 369 go through you?
a report from somebody, I don't remember now who, I think it might have been Pit 4, at race mile 53 is where they thought he was. I had a report. I know that put down here for 369. I'm getting confused now.
Sandy, is that you, Scott?
Go ahead,
Gary, give us a little warning on the next grid if you need to.
handheld's in the bus.
rider to get in or the sweep guys to figure out how to get him in.
And Chase to Todd, you want me to go to 52 or you want me to come to
1? Bravo, I hear Diane. Go ahead, Diane.
Do you see the 536 sign? We are right there. Come over right there.
Copy. Bravo, go ahead. The 1526 True Bravo. Hello, Jim or Shava.
I copied. Tell Diane, thank you very much.
Diane, they copy. Thanks.
Well, the phone just been really loud.
Who's in there?
We
know
they passed on 148.
Here now. Let me know if they need anything. I got tires set out or something.
You got Tim Cuff and Joe Gringo coming through right now.
15.
Did the stall vehicle get going also?
We're good. Everything's good at 15.
Chase 1, this is Chase 2, radio check.
Go ahead, try it. Go ahead. There was a rollover about mile 15, but they got it up and going again. Last I heard, been through pit 3, but that's been a little while ago. Probably almost a pit 4. No, I don't. I probably can. They're over on the other one. What's up? Hey, Louie.
2012 race, Chase 1.
Slow down a little bit right where you're at, Keith.
24, I think. Yes. 24.
Landry.
2012 race, Chase 1.
You're done. Go ahead, Bob.
Keith, we do have a recovery vehicle here, so unless it's something major, we don't need anybody to roll over here.
Now, Roger, that's what I bet.
27 Ray, say your mile marker over.
Chase 1, this is Chase 2, radio check.
Hey, bro.
Read window, Larry.
So this is Chase 1, we're going to go to the channel 1.
27 Ray, this is Chase 2.
Copy, 1526 through Brooks. 1526 through Brooks.
Go ahead.
10, go ahead.
Okay, copy. Is there any crew there or anything waiting for them?
10-4, thanks, Keith. I'll see you at 30, and I'll meet you at 52.
The race mile 15, Bob, can maybe head your direction when he's, you know, to get out.
Mile said, are you taking phone calls today?
Do we need to change which side, right or left?
Hello, Sandy. Hello, Scoring Bus.
Copy, race 4, mile 109.
1915 and 1991. Yeah, thanks. Be off on another channel.
Yeah.
Slim was trying to tell me something, but I was getting covered up by some other. You got him?
I'll try and relay for 2 minutes.
Six, copy, Keith.
Davis here, he will check the flex.
Okay.
no, we just left 5. We're on our way.
So go for the main pit. Go ahead.
All right. 40, come on. 10
more. Chase 3, Chase 1.
Kevin.
Okay, according to your times, first Kobe Cook is 44 seconds correct to time ahead of us.
For vehicle 1574, they claim their location is mile 67. They say they need medical assistance.
As soon as it left, we did not.
Okay, you're going to stay and make it here.
It's still in there, Julius.
Just on our way back up, and we can wait.
Wait, that'd be much appreciated.
This is Chase 2, you come? 2, on my way.
You didn't get that far, bro.
Dude, we just got a little visor. It keeps the flames from coming up over the hood.
15, Chase 1, go down one.
One.
Sorry, go, because we're not going to make our next bit otherwise. You'll probably see them as they go by, but Jackson's in here. Oh, pretty good to get here, and we just watched them go by. We didn't set anything up.
We'll do what we can. Back up.
I put him on the side.
Get to mile 90. They have a broken front ball joint on the 12.
Bobby.
Copy that, Mr. Roger. We're just 4 weeks.
Copy that.
Do you realize you have to go to 3?
We think
in.
This car service number 6 is the one who was in. It'll start your third lap.
Okay.
Turn your call.
Run off it.
Then we'll let you know when they go by here.
Okay.
Copy that.
Yeah. case, he's probably not going to be happy already, so.
Guys.
Pretty awesome to,
Yeah, we're trying. I guess the helicopter, they can't get a hold of it now, so, well, I was going to try and have the helicopter find us a good access, but, looking like they're going to be around 160-something.
If I get hit from behind them.
I can't from here, but well, this guy's gonna drive with us.
Oh, you raised 4 miles, you can.
Vince, you can be over. Sorry, if you get bumped, just pull over to the highest. Just pull it. Look at you, see it? Pull it over.
We're gonna rip 4 through mile 211. 10-4, Jimmy. Four through 8 mile 161.
this is Chase 30, whenever you understand. This is Chase 30, whenever you understand.
Yeah, 4. 3, I'm fuel now.
Captain, this is Bill. We're at 5 minutes at the road crossing just up above you.
Yeah, it's not on none of my information from Parker.
Somebody else is in there besides Charlie. You might